Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself and say, do here in your native place.'" The things that we heard were done in Capernaum. And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. St. Paul, in today's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, said, "Love never fails." We have a great gift of the three gifts, what we call the theological virtues: faith, hope, and love. These are given to us, you see, from above. But St. Paul says, love never fails. Because, you see, faith, yes, in this world, as he said in another passage, we go not by sight, by faith. All our, you see, doing regarding our faith is, we don't see it, but we are sure, because Jesus said it, and he never deceived us. And we hope someday we will see what we believe. That is why when the great Saint Augustine defines faith, what is faith? Faith is to believe what you don't see. And the reward of this is to see what you believe. You see, what this is a reality. Yes, this is a reality. Let us take Mary. What is heard first from the angel Gabriel? A word from God. And she believed that word because it is said, come from God. Then it happens. And she saw what she believed.
She embraced in her hand. That is what is, you see, why Jesus in the whole Bible says, be it done to you as you believe, according to your faith. So faith at the end will be, you see, end to vision. We will say, wow. And hope will be end in possession. We will possess what we believe now. But love continues. Never end. Never fails. Because, you see, God is love. And we rejoin this eternal love and continue with that love as one family in God. That is why Jesus St. Paul today insists on this passage of love. Many Bible experts called this chapter the Song of Love. I would like you to repeat it. First letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. The whole chapter speaks about love. What is love and what it is not. Most of the time, this chapter is read on the matrimonial wedding. In this chapter, St. Paul tells us what is love and what it is not. Defining love by what it does or does not do. As you heard, he said, love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing. But in the positive way, you see, rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. These are beautiful, magnificent words. We all agree, yes? We know that all St. Paul is saying is true. The problem is that it is difficult to love in such a pure and full way. We know very well from our own daily experience, we are not always patient. The saints say, patience is the virtue of the strong. How it is difficult is to be patient. But you see, the Bible says, with your patience, you will save your souls. How it is important to be patient, you see. Yes, the great virtue. We are not always kind. We become jealous of others' good. This is a devilic sin, to be jealous of others' good. St. Paul says, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who are sad. Yes, this is the truth. We have to feel that our brothers and sisters' feeling.
be it negative or positive.
We can be rude sometimes, like wild animals, to our brothers and sisters, maybe husbands, wives, and children. Yeah, you see, it is not easy. Many times we are quick-tempered. Easily, you see, things can create a big problem in the family. We sometimes do brood over injuries. There are many of us never forget, you see, about injuries. Day and night, you see, they brood it. This is a poison. Okay. But God, the Bible repeatedly says, forgive one another. That is a remedy. That is, you see, the only way to get out from this. In what we do, we are arrogant and pompous. I think this is a difficult thing for all of us to struggle. The one thing Jesus said, he did many things, many powerful things, many wonderful works. But the only thing he said, learn from me. I am humble and meek. I am humble in heart and meek, and learn, and you will have a rest for your souls. Yeah. This is a wonderful virtue to imitate, to learn from Jesus and from the Blessed Mother, to be humble. Why? Because only to the humble is given grace, and without grace we can do nothing. But if we try to be humble, grace is given to us, and we can do and overcome all our difficulties. Yes, these higher standards of life and the Christian values are a commandment. They are not a concept. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So you also should love one another. This is the summary of the commandment. He commands us, love one another as I have loved you. How does Jesus love? Without any condition. He loves all men, always, everywhere. Doesn't matter what they did. He loves and embraces them, cherishes them as they are. This is difficult for us, to accept one another as we are. But this is a true love. This is a commandment. When Jesus said, love as I have loved you, love one another. Can we love as Jesus loves? If we cannot, why Jesus commands us the impossible? Yes, if he commands us, that means we can do it. But how? By the grace he gives us, not by our power and resources. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do it. We can love as Jesus loves. Many saints did this. Saint Paul says, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Yes, he poured into our hearts his love through the Holy Spirit. That is why he commanded us, you see. We have this power. We have this power in us. Yes, only when, but the Holy Spirit to work in us, to guide us, to do his job in us, we have to, you see, very cooperate with the grace. We have to listen to him. We have to desire to be guided by him. Only when the Holy Spirit is in us, we can love as Jesus loves. Only when the Holy Spirit lives in our heart, we can love with the hearts of Jesus. How and when does the Holy Spirit fill us and dwells our heart? And dwells in our heart. When and how? When we shut our door and pray privately or with our family at home. This is beautiful. Be it single or family, when you gather together and pray to Jesus, it is fulfilled what he said. When two and three gather together in my name, I will be in their midst. You see, with a simple prayer, we can invite Jesus at home and to be blessed by him. Yes, the Holy Spirit filled us. When we read and feed ourselves by the word of God, we are filled by the Holy Spirit. When we approach and feed ourselves with the Holy Eucharist as the table of God, the Holy Spirit increases in us and expands his frontiers within us. So this is a way, this is a great means we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit and fulfill the commandment of God to love one another as Jesus has loved. May God give us this light to see his face in our brothers and sisters and help them and serve them and love them and accept them as they are, not as we want them to be, but as they are. They are a great value. That is how Jesus loves them. That is how Jesus wants us to love them also. God bless you.